Blog Talk Radio.
I got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego, I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go, welcome to the wonderful world, go play the Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up, talking to the girl, she said, know what, grow up, you nasty, I don't understand why they tripping, if you ask me, flow just the nicest, I admit the propane, I just spit, probably just raise the gas prices, everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me, what you on, dawg, trying to stay recession free, and spit refresh. When I rock the stadium, you probably get sweaty. You should bring an extra tee. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, any go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe or walk up to Puff and he really know me. Could've let the dream killers kill my self-esteem or use the arrogance as a steam that powered my dreams and my ego.
Come on, baby, let's get lost. You need to call in your work cause you the boss. For real, won't you just show me how you feel? I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no key for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. You talk like this cause you can back it up. You got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much. He walk like this cause he can back it up. Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me or you can have the blues. Don't call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. I know I'm killing you with some legs, but yet some vibes. Matter of fact, it's my smile or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kind of something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like this cause I can back it up. I've got a big ego, such a huge ego. But he love my big ego, it's too much. I walk like this cause I can back it up.
I'm Darlene Lewis. Welcome to another edition of Hear No Evil here on blogtalkradio.com/Hear No Evil. you may want to listen in every Thursday at 6:30. I'm going to try to stay on until 8 o'clock tonight. I'm supposed to have a special guest call in by the name of Terry Woods. I don't even know if she's calling in. And for some reason, we're having technical difficulties here tonight, so I can't even see the switchboard. If people are calling in, you may have to just keep trying or possibly email us at, you know, Hear No Evil here at our Blog Talk Radio, and possibly we will be able to connect you some kind of way. We've been having technical difficulties all day here. I don't understand with this modern technology where, you know, there's always a problem. I mean, every week there's a different problem with the switchboard. And on a night like tonight, I really, really, really want to get some information out. So hopefully you'll tune in and be enjoyed. But I want to talk to you about authors tonight. But first, I want to talk to you about Red Riding Hood, a big bad movie. Red Riding Hood fails to deliver. Now, I don't know what's going on lately where a lot of movie houses are reviving old nursery rhymes and stories from the past, but it's just not cool to keep bringing up these old movies and try to revitalize them, because to be honest, they're not really that hot. But anyway, what's your opinion about revitalizing these old stories? Sometimes it's just best to just keep it real and keep it fresh and keep it new. Now, we have a caller from a 718 area code. I guess someone got through. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am Darlene Lewis. You're on the air. Hello. Don't be shy. Hello, caller. I guess the caller doesn't want to be known, or else they would have spoken. Anyway, we're going to get back to bad movie, Red Riding Hood. Now, Red Riding Hood is one of those films where all of the good stuff is in the trailer that you saw like 3 months ago. Like, this tactic is being increasingly used by Hollywood studios, which can apparently only afford about 20 minutes of real entertainment per film these days. Valerie, who is played by Amanda Seyfried, is the second daughter of a woodcutter in a small rural community that has for generations been haunted by, well, a big bad wolf. Now, on wolf nights, when the moon is full, everyone stays inside and a prime piece of livestock is left out for the wolf to keep him from eating one of the villagers. But Valerie's older sister isn't so bright and goes out anyway, presumably to meet a boy, and whack, she's dead. This is so corny. I mean, we need to see some real movies out here, people. I know I'm not the only writer out here, so if you have some good movie ideas, Please get some scripts and stuff together, and let's get the movies out there. Okay? I'll be right back.
that's held us down. There's been so many things that's held us down. There's been so many things that's held us down. There's been so many things that's held us down. There's been so many things that's finally coming around. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.
We're live on the air. Call us now, 347-989-0761, 347-989-0761. Now, tonight I'm going to highlight some literary giants in the game, and I don't care whether or not you feel the same way about them. I personally, I'm digging them. As you know, I'm on my Literary Ladies book tour, and I have been going across the United States, basically on the East Coast, you know, promoting all of my books. And you can get any one of them at Amazon.com, because I do have Hip Hop Before the Bling, which is now available on Kindle. And I believe Lulu.com/Darlene Lewis, you can get all of my books. You can get Don't Be Stupid, which is an advice manual for young folks and a few old fools. You can also get Hip Hop Before the Bling, the paperback, and you can get A Kiss Is Not a Contract, as well as Model Biz and Official Contact. So all of my books are available at Blog Talk. I'm sorry, at Lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And yeah, you can get them cheaper there, because if you go to Amazon.com, it's going to cost you a mint. And besides, it would be good to see those royalties come in quicker when you go to Lulu.com. I get my my royalty checks from the publisher a little quicker. But nevertheless, I want to tell you, in my quest of, you know, on my Literary Ladies tour, I've met some serious individuals. And one in particular, oh, excuse me for sniffling, I have serious seasonal allergies. I don't want anybody to think I'm on drugs or anything, because nowadays, you know, people, they see you sniffing or sniffling and they think you're on coke. No, I don't do drugs. I'm against all types of drugs. But anyway, excuse me, because I have a habit of sniffling on and off the air. Anyway. Thanks to Terry Mora, who is a fantastic publicist. You may know him as being the cousin of MC Light. Lana Mora is her real name. But he is Terry Mora, and Terry Mora loves Facebook. And as a matter of fact, Terry Mora is the reason why I am promoting on Facebook, because, like I said, I've had Facebook for a long time, but I I never really utilized Facebook until I realized the power of promotion. And Facebook is a place where I was able to meet a lot of people. And I sold like at least 400 to 500 books just on Facebook alone since 2009. So Facebook is a very good network. It's a social portal. And if you're wise and if you're a business person, I would take advantage. Now, one thing about me, if I don't do business with you or speak to you within 6 months, you automatically get deleted, okay? I have an intern that does that for me faithfully, and she keeps me ahead of the game, lets me know who's just building up names and who's generally supporting me. But in the process of being on Facebook, I have met someone by the name of Tiffany Real. Now, Tiffany is a writer who is the mother of 7 beautiful children and resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She is currently a professional bus operator and an active member on Facebook. She showcases the talents of others. Tiffany is a columnist for the online magazine Up the Way, and she is currently working on her writing. Well, she has a book that has been published by Pink Peach Publishing. It's called The Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real. Let me tell you, this book is one that has taught me how to be free with my writing and to be honest. As she says in her book, The Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real is a collection of her life experiences, her pain, loss, tears, loneliness, destruction, and reconstruction. Now, she says, I have been through a lot and seen a lot in my 36 years of life. Anyone that reads this book will be able to relate to my stories on many different levels. I shared my life, and I am the voice for those who have been and are still going through their different struggles. Whether I am talking about the death of my child or Tiger Woods, you will feel my sincerity, pain, commitment, and more importantly, my love. This book is a healer with hopes of opening up dialogue and bringing people together. It takes a village to get things done, and the mind and soul of Tiffany Real gets the movement started in a big way. She speaks about her abusive relationships, her abusive husband, him taking her children, her moving from New York to Atlanta, getting robbed like the first week that she was actually in Atlanta, losing everything, starting over. I mean, it's just a mess. But then she talks about so many other situations that has helped her overcome her obstacles, and she's a triumph, but she's a genuine person. But the thing about Tiffany Real is that Tiffany purchased every one of my books. And she didn't just do the half-price downloading, because, you know, you can download my books at www.lulu.com/darlinglewis. She actually ordered them from the site so that the publisher could mail them to her, because that's available as well. She got the paperbacks, and then she took a picture of every book that I wrote and posted it on Facebook. I love her. I will promote her. I will do anything for her. And when I hit Atlanta on my Literary Ladies tour, Tiffany will be on that tour with me. I'm doing everything in my power to get her to New York because she's a great speaker. She motivates you, and she's a survivor. And we need more of that. We need more of that unity and reaching out and networking and hooking up with each other, because for some reason people have forgot to barter and just being supportive of one another. And as a African American female in the South by yourself with your children and no one but your local city job, to be able to sit down and have the peace of mind to write after your laptop with all of your precious and important secretive moments and thoughts and personal information have been lost, to get back up again and to get on your horse and to ride it out, to me, she's a champion. And I believe that if she can do it, anybody could do it. It is no such thing as I can't. She is a true testament to survival. And that's what happens. A lot of people have forgotten that drive. But more importantly, she promotes other writers. And that's what I call a winner. She's definitely winning. Yeah. And to be honest, there aren't too many writers out here that I genuinely support, because a lot of times people are into that urban lit. And I'm not really knocking the urban lit, but there are so many other stories to tell. So if you're not doing anything in your leisure, please check out Tiffany Real, The Mind and Soul of Tiffany Real. And I'll be right back.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Camaro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from.
Had to throw that Jay-Z up in there because, you know, I am from New York. Give me a call, 347-989-0761. Caller, are you on the air? Caller, are you on the air? Okay, I guess that person didn't want to speak. Like I told you, today we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about a lot of things until Terry Woods calls in. I don't know where she's at, if she's on the road, if she's going to call in or not. But Terry Woods, you need to call in because I got about 6 lines open of people that want to ask you about publishing. Anyway, let's talk about detoxing your body. Now, I'm going to give you some helpful tips for your everyday life because a lot of people think that having good genes is all it takes into looking good and youthful. And some of us, you know, we did possess great genes from our parents. However, let's not depend just on genes. Let's take care of our bodies. Because, you know, and we all know, eating right can help you drop a few extra pounds. But did you know a healthy diet also could be the key to unlocking great hair and skin? There is a powerful connection between food, health, and beauty. Healthy eating can help us look great. Trust me when I tell you on that. Healthy eating, healthy thoughts can help you look great. So we have a caller on the air. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hear No Evil Show. I'm Darlene Lewis. You're on the air.
How you doing? This is Al Bracco, Swamp City Music.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Black from Swamp City Music.
How are you doing? Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, and I am your host, Darlene Lewis, and how can we help you, and are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, I just called to represent, you know what I mean, because that's what I do, you know, show
okay,
live
so
all the time.
Let your listeners and your fans out there know who you are and what you're into.
All right, this is El Blacko from El Blacko Productions, Swamp City Music, Fast Forward Music. I do big, you know, the show going down, 2011. Got the mixtape coming out end of August, so look out for that. We got a lot of hot artists that's underground, that's up and coming, you know, mm-hmm. And El Black, the tracks, that's what's good.
Okay, so you said you do beats. So do you do music or you just do drum patterns? Because when people say I do beats, that means, you know, you just do drum patterns. Do you produce whole songs or?
Yes, I produce whole songs.
Okay.
I did the Black Man soundtrack for Bigfoot. You can
okay.
check that out. I did Crime Partners. I was signed to Tommy Boy Records. Right now, I'm working with Polygram Music. Right now, we're trying to get something official popping. You know, Fred the Godson up in.
Polygram Music. Who's Polygram? Who's running Polygram Music? Hello? Hello? Can you hear us? Hello? Wow.
Hello?
See? Okay. Hi. We've been having technical difficulties like all day. So sometimes callers may get in and get out, and we never hear. You said something about Polygram Music. How can one get in touch with you or get some of your music. Hello? Okay, I guess we probably lost that caller. You see, it's really bad with this new technology. With everything groovy, and you still have technical difficulties, so it's really hard. Hopefully, caller will call back. He's probably in an area and probably was in a dead zone and really didn't hear what we're saying. But when you call into the show, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
This is Michael B.
Michael B., how are you?
How are you doing?
Okay. Tell the listening audience who you are and what you represent.
My name is Michael B., and I manage Double Exposure.
Double Exposure, that phenomenal group that made 10% and My Love is Free.
Yes. Every man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I had the pleasure of enjoying that group perform at Park Central a couple of weeks ago, and they really did a good job. I mean, 10%
Hello?
And My Love is Free is one of those classic songs that will always last, Michael Bullock. And is there any other places that your group is performing?
Yeah, July 2nd, we're going to be at South Street Seaport with Kiss FM.
Kiss FM, July 2nd?
Yeah.
Very, very good. Oh, and that's going to be a very good. Is it going to be outdoors?
I'm not too sure. Probably, I don't think it's going to be outdoors. I think it's going to be like probably under a canopy or something like that on Pier 17, I believe it is.
Okay, so if people wanted to get tickets, do they contact you or the radio station Kiss FM?
Yeah, you would. Well, you can contact me because I'm a link with Barry Mason that's basically handling it.
Who?
Barry Mason from Kiss FM.
Barry Mason from Kiss FM. Okay, so how can your fans contact you?
Through 718-775-5560.
Repeat that for those of those people that didn't have a pen at the time.
718-775-5560.
Okay, and that is 10%. And speaking of 10%, we're going to take you back a little bit so you can hear some good old real singing. We'll be right back.
10% of that something, baby, it beats one. Oh, baby, I'm nothing at all. I only see you maybe once or twice a week. You make it worth my while. You treat me like a king. I cherish any time that I can spend with you. Just say the words and I'll do anything that you ask me to. Come on. 10% of that something, baby, it beats one. Oh, oh, baby, I'm nothing at all. I got y'all, yeah. 10% of that something, baby, it beats one. Oh, oh, baby, I'm nothing at all. I'm not like those guys who try to get all they can. 'Cause when it's over, they're right back where they began. It's better to have loved than never to have loved at all. I'm with you till the water runs up, not down, Niagara Falls. Come on. 10% of that something, baby, it it beats one. Oh, oh, mama, I'm nothing that I've got y'all, yeah. 10% of that something is better than nothing. I got 10 love, yeah, than nothing at all. Now you only see me, baby, maybe once or twice a week. But you treat me, love, just like a doggone king.
Yeah.
10% of.
To the show, 347-989-0761, 347-989-0761. Are you still there, Michael B? Hello, are you still there?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm still here.
Oh, hi, okay, I thought I lost you. So how did you like that a cappella of My Love,
that was
10%?
That was great. Who did that? Yeah. That was great.
Did it take you back a few years?
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, for you to have that close by just like that.
Well, you know, we do have a radio. We do have a radio. We're radio. I mean, what can I say? All I have to do is load up my music and click on, and that's the power of internet.
Yeah,
internet radio.
That's awesome. That's nice.
It threw you off a bit, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, definitely. I mean, listen, we have to keep the legends alive, you know, keep that good music on the air. Maybe that will influence some up-and-coming singer to focus on real singing and not just shaking their butts and you know, singing suggestive lyrics. I mean, not that I'm, you know, against what the New Jacks are doing, but come on, you want to hear records that's going to record history. That's why they call it record, because, you know, you don't just want to write a song and then you're a one-hit wonder and then no, and if it's not that great, no one will hear from you again. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
I really enjoyed the show. I was overwhelmed seeing the group at the Park Central. Thanks to Don Welch and Barbara Tucker and all of them cats at Underground. And I really had a good time. And it was good seeing you and interviewing you. And, you know, I'm glad that you guys are still doing your thing.
Yeah. We're trying to keep it going, like you say, to keep it alive, you know, to let everybody, you know, when you stay alive and you stay out there, it kind of like lets this younger generation know where it all came from and where it all started and who's who, because they don't know if you're not visible to them. You know, you don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you're not visible, you don't, you know, they won't know.
Exactly.
So that's what we try to do, just to keep everything alive and keep it going.
Yeah, and those guys really still had their dance moves and just doing it. I mean, you know, these young cats really need to look and learn at the legends, you know, the groups, because these guys dressed good, you know, they looked good, they were groomed, pants aren't hanging off, you don't see their underwear, you know, they smell good. And the lyrics were meaningful to the point. But it meant something. It was relative. It's not degrading.
Mm-hmm.
And like My Love Is Free, for instance, you know, My Love Is Free. I mean, where do you hear that? Nowhere. Everything is about what I can get from somebody or what can you do for me and you got to buy this for me and I got to get you drunk to get you in the bed, you know. That's the new stuff. Either I'm going to kill you, rape you, rob you, get you drugged up. That's basically every song. You know, but these guys, you know, they're just plastic.
For someone to make those songs, evidently that's their vision for their generation, which we try to keep it real to the point where it doesn't have to be that way, because it could have been that way years ago as well. But, you know, everything just stayed true to the game. Most of these artists out here, back in the day, was just true to what they were doing. It was real. You know, it's real what these youngsters are going through, you know, but there's a way to go about it, you know, and they have their outlet, and they let it out the way that they know how to. And they appeal to themselves and to their generation, you know, because their generation is what's going to be amongst what's going on, you know, and hopefully that they'll wake up to know that it don't have to come out or be that way. There's always a way to do it, but then you got some people that's just real about whatever it is. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I don't know how to do that. You know, I just know how to say what I gotta say.
The issue is that the lowest common denominator of a culture is the standard of music today, and not just music, it's the media. It's basically, you know, picking the lowest destructive way because of grooming. The people in back in the 70s and 60s and 50s and 80s, they had to deal with worse issues than this day's generation. And they could have chosen to go a trifling, degrading route, but that wasn't the way they were groomed. These kids nowadays are not groomed for positivity. And also, a lot of these people that's out there nowadays didn't have that family unity, that family upbringing, that spirituality, that moral code. There's a different set of values that exist today that, unfortunately, with all of the materialism that have been gained, the level of sensibility to self-worth has lowered. So it's reflected in the music. So like you said, that's their reality. But that is not the majority reality. It's the reality that's promoted because some psycho is living out a fantasy of degradation. And that mindset is what is permeating the music industry, the media, the movies, the print world, the video game world, the video world. And until someone who is fed up and saying, I'm more than a piece of meat, I'm more than living for a sensation, that I mean something and I love myself, until they stand up and say, enough is enough, I want music that my grandmother and mother will be proud of, this is going to continue. So it's up to these producers out here to come out of their comfort zone and produce music that's realistic to the masses, not just a small common denominator, you know, of a degrading level. And unfortunately, they exist, but every song should not be. And also, just like your group, Double Exposure, they didn't sound like anybody else. Remember, you know, groups back in the day, up until like the 80s, they all had their own style.
Right.
Everybody sounds alike today. Everybody's saying the same thing. I mean, how much champagne, how many cars do you need, how many women do you need, you know, how many outfits do you need, you know?
Right.
Is there anything else to talk about? So I'm like, who are these people? And where are they living? You know, so I commend you for doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that. I thank you for doing what you're doing as well, because it's not only us that get out here and entertain in that form of fashion. It's what you've been through and what you've done and how you're expressing it and doing your, you know, your radio show, TV shows, and able to get people to not only listen but to see things, which is awesome. So I commend you as well, and knowing you for a length of time I've known you, you've always been that type of a person, and you continue to be. So I take my hat off to you, and I thank you for doing what you do.
Well, you know, I'm just a messenger.
Yeah, I know, but a good one. That's what's important. There's a lot of messages out there. They're delivering the wrong message. But I have to run, and
okay,
I thank you.
I'm acting like I don't have a job, but it's always good to hear from you, and like I said, thank you and for everything, and I guess I'll see you July 2nd? 2nd in South Street Seaport.
Right.
I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay,
thanks
bye-bye.
For calling. Okay, listeners, you heard it. Double Exposure will be at South Street Seaport July 2nd. For further information, you can always check in with me at futurenetworkproductions.com, and we will promote what's going on, and periodically every Thursday at 6:30, we will let you know what's going on. We'll be right back to promote another author.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain. goes power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. Come on.
Even though I'm hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that? You're in right now.
Take this time to remember and reflect on my cousin Charmaine Stafford. She would have been 48 years old tomorrow, and she's no longer with us, but she left behind a set of twins and a great son. So I want to shout out, rest in peace, Charmaine, my first assistant when I was dreaming about being a TV producer in the early 80s, and she was always there with me, helping me get ready and helping book my acts for the show. And so this is for you, Charmaine. Remember the days.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a hot mix. That's dedicated to my cousin Charmaine, because we used to have, oh my God, such a good time. Now, we were talking about eating to detox your body earlier, and I just want to just tell people, cut out the soda, okay? Not only can the calories add unwanted pounds, but soda, diet included, is highly acidic and can cause the demineralization of your teeth, okay? Knock it off with the Pepsis, the sugar waters, you know, the ginger ale. All of that is not good for you, trust me. Now, load up on red peppers. They're not only delicious, but they're also packed with vitamins A and C, which can prevent cell damage, inflammation, and premature aging. A lot of people don't know, but I put green peppers and red peppers in almost everything that I cook. All of my vegetables, I always put red peppers and green peppers and garlic and onion. I put it in all my chicken and fish. I don't eat anything but chicken and fish and turkey. So try to cut down on your meat. Now, add fresh herbs also. Cilantro, for example, contain cleansing properties that help extract heavy metals and other toxins from the body. Chemistry. Alkaline and acid simultaneously occur in our bodies and produce a certain ratio. Our bodies are better off with high alkalinity and less acidity. Eating foods high in alkaline, such as ripe fruits and greens, can help bring sheen and bounce to your hair. And count on kale. My mother used to always, always, always make us eat kale. And she used to steam turkey and put it in with the kale to give it a flavor. Kale is highly nutritious, has powerful antioxidant properties, and contains chlorophyll, a major blood cleanser. The cleaner our blood, the more beautiful we are. So if you eat good, you feel good, and when you feel good, you look good. Now, I want to talk to you about another author by the name of Stephen Hewitt. Now, Stephen Hewitt is one of those authors that have the gift of gab with the supernatural. His Stephen Hewitt collection brings you love as crime, timeless folklores of adventure, heroes and heroines suffering for love. Can deep, unconditional love overcome any obstacles? What is ghetto love? One-time loyal friends turned merciless enemies. Humorous and powerful, Dead and Stinking, the name of his book, is tragic and twisted folktales from the great Stephen Hewitt. The Stephen Hewitt collection comes alive with three intensely gripping short stories of undying love coupled with modern-day lies, deceit, and treachery. And you can get his books at Augustus Publishing, where hip-hop literature lives. Now, there are a lot of urban lit authors on Augustus Publishing. As you know, I always promote Ghetto Girls. I read those books, and I fell in love with Anthony Wright, Ghetto Girls. Now, the best of the Street Chronicles today, the Ghetto Girls series, is a wonderfully hypnotic adventure that delves into the convoluted minds of criminals and the dark world of police corruption. Yet, there's something thrilling and surprisingly tender about this ongoing young adult saga filled with mad flavor. So you got Ghetto Girls 4, Young Love, you got Ghetto Girls, then you got Ghetto Girls T-O-O, then you got Ghetto Girls 3, S-O-O Hood. Now, Love and Gangsta by the author Eric S. Gray. This explosive sequel to Crave All, Lose All, Soul and America were together 10 years till Soul's incarceration for drugs. Faithfully, she waited 4 years for his return. Once home, they find life ain't so easy anymore. America believes in holding her man down and expects Soul to be as committed. His lust for fast money rears its ugly head at the same time America's music career takes off. From shootouts to hustling and thugging life, Soul and his man Omega have done it. Omega is on the come up in the drug game of South Jamaica, Queens, using ties to a Mexican drug cartel. Omega has Queens in his grip. His older brother, Rommel, was sold cellmate in an upstate prison. Rommel, a man of God, tries to counsel Soul. Omega introduces New York to crystal meth. Misery loves company and on the road to the riches and spoils of the game. Omega wants the only man he can trust, Soul, with him. Love between Soul and America is tested by an unforgivable greed that leads quickly to deception and murder. Love and Gangsta by Eric S. Gray. Wow. I'm telling you, boy, these authors are really, really, really coming at it. They're doing their thing. I wish them a whole lot of success because the publishing industry is no joke. It is one of those industries that is slowly duplicating the music industry. And fortunately, some of us make it and able to live good lives, and then some of us will never sell more than 500 copies of books. And even if you sell 10, some people are just satisfied with just getting their names out there. I was expecting Terry Woods to call in, but I guess, unfortunately, communications had some difficulty, and she's not getting her messages because she wanted to call in and discuss the situation that's going on with her in regards to her books being bootlegged for a dollar. Yeah, she's the one that started it all, True to the Game, and Dutch and Alibi. But she has a whole bunch of good books that she has written and she's promoting. And hopefully if you go to terrywoodpublishing.com, you will find out more about what project she's working on and learn a little bit about this publishing industry. Because it is real deadly. I mean, you have a lot of bootleggers out there that are selling your stuff without barcodes, so you can't really trace the sales. It's really deadly. It's like the minute, you know, people of color try to make it in the publishing world and become independent, there goes those snakes in the grass coming around and just, you know, taking your money and taking your pride. I mean, you've taken so much, America. Let literary giants become independent. That's why I'm on my Literary Ladies Tour. You can learn more about my Literary Ladies Tour and possibly be on the tour. If you go to futurenetworkproductions.com, you can find out all about my Literary Ladies book tour, the books that I'm promoting, my books that I'm selling. You can find out more about my TV show, Celebrity Showcase, which is every Wednesday at 6:30 on Channel 56 Time Warner and on RCN Cable Channel 83 and simultaneously on the Internet at the same time at MNN.org on the Lifestyle Channel MNN2. Well, I've been on the air for about an hour and a half, and we got about 14 minutes to go, so hopefully Terry will call in. But if not, it's no problem because we got some good information for you. So give me a call, 347-989-0761, and enjoy the music.
Butterflies is what I feel inside, and every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural. Never felt this way before. From the bottom of my heart, baby girl, I just wanna tell you that.
For this pain of mine.
almost certain he's talking about Halle Berry. I don't know why I want to believe that he isn't, but I believe he's talking to Halle Berry. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I just wanted to say thank you once again for tuning in. It's been a long night, and I am extremely exhausted, so I got to leave and walk my poodle and get on the road and promote my books. And those of you out there that are interested in taking part taking on this task I have with my reality show, Deadbeat, male and female, please give us a call at 347-928-3049 and go to futurenetworkproductions.com, and you will find out more about Deadbeat, the novel, the reality show, as well as my books. You can also get my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. That's lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And you can get my books, Moments in Hip Hop DVD, my calendar, Hip Hop Before the Bling, my book, Don't Be Stupid, my book, A Kiss Is Not a Contract, and Official Contact, which has the phone numbers to all of the casting directors and managers and booking agents in Hollywood and in New York. Yes, I had to do it. I had to let people know that you got to find out who people are, you know. Listen, it's been real. I enjoyed the callers calling in. Shout out to El Blacko. I guess we got disconnected. But call in again next week and promote your stuff. Even though some of you may not know, we are allowing singers, dancers, writers, models, business people, authors, an opportunity to promote for $100 a month. You can promote on our radio show weekly and receive free TV exposure. So if you're interested, go to futurenetworkproductions.com, click on that link, fill out the form, and we can make that happen for you. Until then.
Took a shower, dressed, cleaned up my place, made me some breakfast, toast, two scrambled eggs, grits, grab my keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket. Now to do.